Yeah!
The shitty way to start a podcast. Welcome back to the Sax Monkey Podcast, episode 11. Heard it here first. This is not a sponsorship with the Hydro Flask. It's just a great way to drink water. You know, keeps it ice cold. Could even keep it hot. I don't know. I haven't tried about the hot water, but it could sure keep it cold. Don't laugh because it's freaking great, okay? Anyways, peeps, it's been a while. You know, last week I just didn't feel like it, so I didn't make a podcast. I want to bring my energy to you every possible week I can. And if I'm not feeling it, I will not post a podcast. But that's okay. So I'm here right now, okay? Hopefully I fixed the lighting here. I put a lamp on my desk. And let's see what happens. Let's see what other knickknacks we have here. Oh, we got homework here. I do my homework here as well. Look, a little bit of an ASMR if you're not, like, watching this on YouTube. So, this is the paper crumpling. Am I just rambling on because I have nothing to talk about this week? Yes, I have a lot of good stuff to talk about this week. Come on. I always have good stuff to talk about. You guys love me. You guys love me. Let's go. Anyways, today was crazy. I'm going to drink water on you guys first. Ready? I get a lot of ASMR like video ideas from my friends. And let me just tell you guys, it's not going to happen. I will not do a mukbang because there's this guy named Avocado or whatever his name is. Nick Avocado. I don't know. Anyways, that guy looks like a fat rat, and I don't think I want to look like that when I get older. So I'll probably just stay away from that. I don't want to be like fucking mushing all this hot cheese and mixed with Big Macs. You know, that's this gross. That is not my content. That is not what I want to do. Maybe if I had help. Holy crap. Okay, even today was crazy. In my high school, I usually have, like, you know, every week is day ones and days two. Day one, full classes, okay, all booked up. Day two, on the other hand, I have three spares and only one class. And then I'm gone, and that's by, like, right after lunch, I'm gone. I'm out of there. I'm usually out of there, just not today. Not today, folks. Senior basketball, a senior basketball tournament happened today. And you know what? This year, I'm proud to call myself probably the passionate fan in that school. I take pride in that. It's crazy. I've never tried out for any sport in our school. Maybe this year. Maybe I'll try the rugby team, but that all depends on my ball hockey schedule. Wow. Hockey comes first, people. I know I quit, but ball hockey is like number one for me right now. So, sorry. I'm going to probably do the rugby team. I mean, I take pride in my lower half of the body. You know, it's pretty thick, pretty meaty, pretty strong. You know, so I think maybe that could help out. This year I'm just really appreciating being the fan and just sitting back and watching our teams hopefully win or most of the time lose. And, dude, holy shit. The senior girls, shout out. If any of you guys watch, shout out. You guys fucking killed it, dude. We had a comeback, okay? We had a comeback. It was so, so good because one guy tried to become the mascot. Our mascot's called, I think it's Bolt or Stormy. Very kiddish names, I know. Because, like, our school is, it's like Storm. Because we're called the Storm. Pretty lame, but whatever. It's pretty lame. And our colors are kind of shit. I think I told you guys this. It's like gray, yellow, darker gray, or black. And then sometimes we might throw in some gold in there, dude. Holy crap. Dude. Whoa. Anyways. We played pretty good. The mascot sucked because he had, a poster and was double-sided, where it'd say go and the other side would say storm. Now, I took it upon myself, and so did a lot of others. Every time that the certain mascot person would be trying to get us like going, because it should be like one side says go and the other side says storm. So I kind of mixed it up and I said, just go, 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 just like that. And then people would just like carry on with it. You'd have to be there, but it was so funny, dude. It was so funny because you just have to like keep on saying go. And then, yeah, LOL, big LOLs. Yeah, I started a chance. I did. Ask anybody. I did. Okay. If anyone says any different, get lost. I think our principal did, but I'm just going to say it anyways, because he's not going to be watching this, even if you are. Sup, Mr. R. Welcome. You should come on the show. But yeah, it was a pretty fucking good comeback, and then the real shit happens. A girl I've seen before from a different school. I think she's pretty cute. Pretty cute. And I was gonna dude, I'll get to this, but okay. So so she went up to like one of my other friends. I won't say his name. Shit, I almost said his name. And like hugged him and started talking. So I'm like, okay, cool. Sitting right next to me, close next to me, right? And one of my other friends was like, let's go, Luke. I was like, nah, dude, he's dating you. Remember? He's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, I actually think she's kind of cute. And then he's like, oh, damn, okay. Hey. And then I'm like, dude, quiet. I had an arm around him. Dude, no. So I told him her name, and I won't say the name, but I told her. And then he was like, hey, blank, he wants to go on a date with you. I'm like, dude, no. He's like, hey, you, dude, no. And then just kept going on. And then like out of nowhere, I popped my head out. She popped her head out. And she did a peace sign with the tongue sticked out. And I didn't say anything. I turned completely red, everyone said. And that's the first time in my whole life talking to a woman of my age, maybe, that I choked. I choked and my face turned red. Oh, my God. So I stormed out of there after not right after. Started sweating profusely and I was getting comments. Oh, my God, dude, your back is sweaty. If you know me, I sweat constantly, dude. Right now, I am sweating at the moment. I'm a sweaty dude. And you think that I could probably lose a couple calories a day for you sweating that much. But no, still the same old 200 plus pounds. Can I get a pound, please? But yeah, I started sweating profusely. I tried to find her. Okay, just get out of here. So I got out of there. I watched a Jets game at 2 p.m. We won 3-0. Let's go, Jets. I was going to stay and watch the girls and hopefully like had the courage to go talk to this specific girl. But no. But hey, dude, if you're watching, pretty cute. But honestly, what would have I done? I don't know. Because lately, I am not in the dating mood. I would like to think I am. And also, I'd like to think that, because I said it a few podcasts ago where I'm like, hey, man, just come up to me and talk to me because I'm all like open and shit. But no, I am pretty like, I don't know. I don't really do good in those like scenarios. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of just like, oh, man, I'm so shy. I'm so shy. I'll just say that. I'm pretty darn shy, to be honest. And so, yeah, if you're watching this specific person, yeah, that wasn't me. Maybe it was, but, like, that was stupid. And maybe you come back to our school. Maybe I actually will have the balls to talk. And what would I have done? Probably say something like a joke. Because I did talk to her before. Don't get me wrong. I did talk. I said like a joke last time because, you know, I was the loudest one, you know, in the gym like I always am, right? And I made a comment saying like, hey, man, didn't mean to boo you guys, but... And then I forgot what I said. So, yeah, there's that. Crazy day, hey? Crazy week. It's just, I haven't really been feeling it. I know I'm getting a lot of stuff. You know, one of my questions is from my friends because I do my weekly questions and stuff. I'm not getting that to right now. Usually, probably at this moment, I could do a sponsor, but I'm not 18 yet, right? Because it's like all about age. That's how I get sponsors, but. So maybe I should wait. Maybe I should not do the podcast at the moment. And maybe I should wait till I'm 18. But guess what? I'm not here for the money, people. I'm in here because I love this shit, dude. Man, this podcast is all over the place. Sorry, guys. It's a Friday. It's a freaking Friday. Plus, I'm pretty sick, so... I'm all over the place. Man. So, yeah, pretty crazy week. Was it crazy? Are you just being, oh man. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't really been feeling the whole dating sitch because I don't want to be hitched because you can't hook this hitch. Don't know what I'm saying. I don't know. I haven't dated in like 2 years. It's almost 2 years. And it's, I don't know. I just kind of like, it's a lot of work, to be honest. It's like, because you need to be like, here's the thing. I'm not the one to just like date someone just because, you know, you get experience and shit. Because if I'm in a relationship, I'm going to put 100% effort into that shit. So... And then, you know, lately I've, like, maybe, like, this summer it started. I kind of, like, testing the waters and stuff. Don't like it. And, yeah. Do I feel like a piece of shit sometimes? Yes. Do they understand that? Maybe. Do they get the... Do some of these girls... not pointing any... Naming any names. But do they... Just not get that I don't want to date? Maybe not. I mean, hell, there was one time this past month where I tried asking a girl. Didn't work out because they said, I can't date because I am studying. So maybe come back to me in January. What? You expect me to wait to freaking hang out outside of school in January? What? What? Dude, you made me sound like Rachel Green from Friends, dude. Nah. So I was like, you know what? That's kind of stupid. So maybe there goes that friendship. Anyways, by the way, I got this. Yeah, sorry, guys. This has been a crazy episode so far. I'm using a lot of crazy. Maybe I should be a Minecraft YouTuber. Anyways, let's get into the stuff. We're already we're a quarter into the episode already. And let's just say from the last podcast, guess what, guys? I got Disney Plus. Oh, my God. It seems like every episode I change. Sorry for Breaking Bad. I'm not watching that shit anymore. I'm hardly watching Netflix anymore. I am constantly on that Disney Plus grind, bro. What the frick is up? Got it. Love it. Dude, Mandalorian is so sexy. I don't think, like, there's a lot of speculation that it saves Star Wars. What? Dude, Star Wars was not in shit anyways. I get it. You know, Star Wars, it's like superheroes. Like, at the moment, I'm superhero fatigued right now. I am not looking forward to any superhero movies lately, man. It just seems like after Endgame, none of it matters. Who else agrees with me? Like, does it really matter, to be honest? You know, it's just like, it's over. It's over. I'm excited for the TV shows in a way. Actually, I'm not. You know, I just made up that right now. I am not excited. I am, but I'm not. I'm just kind of meh. And I use that a lot. Meh. Just kind of like, eh. I don't really care. I don't care. But, like, I have to care because Kevin Feige, fucking guys, like, you have to watch these TV shows to understand the future of the MCU. Which, like, to the people that don't watch Disney Plus or don't have it, they're like, well, shit, man. You fucked me. You know what? At least go to the store, get some condoms, and because it'd be great. Because at least you'd be safe while fucking them. That is a South Park joke. Oh, my God. Are you going to copy strike me, South Park? Don't copy strike me. Don't copy strike me, dude. I'm doing the orange justice on you, fam. But, yeah. And then I get, like, the whole, like, you should just pirate it. Dude, you have no... There has been so many people this week that is like, dude, just pirate it. I'm like, oh. I think that's becoming a pet peeve of mine. I don't like when people pirate shit. Okay? Like, look, I am jealous that you guys get it for free. But I'm also, I hate it because you're not giving any of the creator anything or, I guess, like, views or money. Because with subscription stuff, I don't know how they make money. There's a YouTube video on it probably, but you know what? I don't care to look it up. You didn't come here for facts. You came here for my opinion that doesn't have any facts. Okay. Okay. Awesome. Anyways, let's get back into The Mandalorian. That shit is fire. It is so good. I don't want to spoil it, but it's been a week. I don't care. So, dude, so The Mandalorian, obviously, I'm going to just say it. I don't think he's actually a Mandalorian. Now, what the Mandalorian people are, it goes way back, man. They were basically just warriors. They started out as warriors and, warriors to defeat, the Jedi and shit. Their armor is made out of, fuck, I forgot what kind of metal it is. But it's just like, dude, you can't even cut that through a lightsaber. Bullets bounce right off it. So sick. That's Mandalorian armor. I think it's called Beskar, actually. A lot of, I think Jango Fett gets that after for, bounties and stuff. And so it's this guy, the Mandalorian, they call Mando. Pretty mint stuff. It's actually so good. I love the, I love the Han Solo movie and I love Rogue One because it expands the shit out of the entire, Star Wars universe. Like, different characters instead of the Skywalker stuff, right? I love this show so far. You know, people have their opinions. I actually haven't seen any bad opinion on the show yet because it's just like it's. I think what's also really good is that Disney Plus said, you know what? Hey, we may not have a lot of originals just yet, which is fine because, look, dude, they freaking cream pied you with all this nostalgia. That's why I think it's winning right now. Because it is hitting us with this nostalgia freaking buzz. And it's working, dude. I could watch Phineas and Ferb. Boom. I could watch the Star Wars The Clone Wars again. Boom. I can watch Home Sense. I can watch High School Musical 1, 2, and 3. Didn't watch it as a kid, but now I can. Dude, now I can. You can watch Zack and Cody. Step It Up. I think it's... Or no, Shake It Up. Zendaya. Dude, everything was Zendaya. Not sure about Ant Farm. You get the point, dude. Everything from your childhood. I was a little late to Disney Channel myself, but when I got it as a, probably 12, hell yeah, dude. Sick. I mean, Disney sucks now. The Disney Channel sucks now with its new TV shows. Because I think, honestly, because this generation just sucks in general, because it's I don't know why I said that, but it's you get the point. Because it's like, how are you supposed to bring Zach and Cody, like comedy to like the kids now? Like, you got to get a TikTok account. That's for damn sure. You got to get some sick ass feathered hair, like moi, but it's curly right now. Snapchat. You know when those TV shows try to do like social media, or like what Victorious did with like Apple phones, but it was like a pair phone. They tried to do like a social media and shit, like iCarly.com or the Splash app, I think that's what it was called. I don't know. But they try to do that because they obviously don't have the rights to like Instagram or Snapchat or something. So it's like all weird. I don't know. I think the Disney Channel should just stop and just bring back the cool stuff. But I guess you don't even need that anymore, because now that you have Disney Plus. This is not a sponsorship. It's just freaking sick, dude. Anyways, also, the Star Wars buzz is just hitting me right now. I bought the Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order game, and I'm loving it. And there is something I need to talk to you guys about. Dude, there is this droid that is on the back of this character, and his name is Cal. And this droid, if you click something to heal yourself, right, he snaps. He's like BD, takes a stim, stabs himself. It's a needle, and stabs himself with like healing juices. I'm surprised this guy does not have an infection yet, because that's a lot of needles. One, where does he get the extra needles? Two, are they clean? I'm just speaking on experience of like my heroin addict I used to have. Anyways. Let's get back into something else. By the way, that was a joke, so just chill out with that. Let's take a drinking water segment. Y'all love this segment, so I'm going to keep drinking water in you guys. Look at this. That's a big hydro flask. Hold on. Drink water in you fuckers. And I know I said I would be making content. I think I'm going to end the whole... I'm not going to do the hockey thing anymore. I think that's for other people to do. I think it's a lot of work. And, it's not my forte, to be honest. I'm not a hockey, I'm the biggest hockey fan ever. Like, everyone else. But, like, when it comes to stats and shit, I don't give a crap. I just care, like, who's doing good or who's doing bad. And Tampa Bay and Leafs losing. That's all I care about, fam. That's all I care about. So I think I'm going to end the whole hockey thing. I'm coming up with something. My friend told me to do a TikTok video, and I think that's coming up pretty soon. So we'll see. These next few weeks are going to be kind of busy with, like, exams and shit. And diplomas are coming up, so... Yeah. Anyways, I have to talk about Pizza Hut. Okay, I need to. Obviously weird misdirection, but I had fast food sometimes you just have fast food urges, and usually when I got fast food urges, I usually go on YouTube, and. Y'all are not gonna like it. Sometimes it might even be from the Try Guys from BuzzFeed. I just like watching that shit, and I like to watch people eat fast food. And then I'm like, holy crap, I want to go to America and have some Burger King, where the burgers are the size of just like bigger than my hand, dude. Look at that. That's a big, chunky hand, and that burger is chunkier. So. Anyways, about Pizza Hut, I've had it four times in my life, before. So like this, like last week, I had it for like the fifth time. The reason I only had four times in my life is because every single time I've had it, I've thrown up or had like food poisoning or like being sickness. But I did have food poisoning one time. So first time, I remember the days pretty clearly. All pretty darn hockey related. I don't think I've ever had Pizza Hut not revolving around hockey. So story time. First time was like when I was really young, we had a Pizza Hut opened in Prince George and we were all like, ooh, I think it was open or we just went into it for the first time ever. I don't know. Pretty wacky place. So we had it pretty well served. I remember the cheese being so stringy, very tasty. Pizza Hut to me is like the holy grail. It's so damn good. The ingredients taste so fucking good. All of it is so good. But the reason it's a holy grail, it's good for you. But dude, it is going to kill you and kill your stomach. So you're going to be destroyed. Yeah, so it was at the restaurant. And then I had like two pieces of pizza. And then I had to run into the washroom because I threw up. Second time was like at a hockey tournament in Kelowna. And so we had pizza right after the game because we won like semifinals or something. Or we just won a game finally. Because yeah, we're kind of bad. So we won a game. We had Pizza Hut. Felt sick, as you do, and shitted and threw it up it all over the toilet. And I had to like drink a shit ton of Pepto-Bismol. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, probably, like, half of it. Like, half of the Pepto-Bismol. Pepto-Bismol works, dude. And you see a lot of people just, in movies sometimes. There's, like, those fucking, like, drunks or crackheads that just, like, down fucking Pepto. I can get why. Heartburn or something. Or you just, like, the color. It tastes so good. I get it. Dude, I get that. The third time was in a hockey, we were like in a hockey trip, we had Pizza Hut, and it was in the bus. And by now, you think that like, okay, Pizza Hut is obviously stupid, but every time I have it, I'm like, this is it, dude, this is it, this could be good, I'm old enough, my stomach is ready, it's ready for this. So, this is in a moving bus, I don't handle well with a moving bus. So, I ate one piece of pizza. And waited like 30 minutes to see if I was good. So I'm like, okay, pepperoni, mint. I have four more pieces. And holy moly, when I got back to the hotel, I plugged the toilet. And yeah, just not good. This time I shitted, not threw up. That was good. And then the next time, this is probably last year, had Pizza Hut for like the first time in years, dude. In years. Way better than I remembered. Way better. Like, awesome. And then that night, I also, like, had alcohol, so that's probably bad. But then, yeah, I did the whole combo, threw up, and shitted. I shitted all over the toilet. It's pretty bad. And, yeah. But yeah, this week, tried it. It's good. I think I got it. The Holy Grail is in my system. And now I can move on. Because, thank you. Why am I saying that? I don't goddamn know. You know what's so crazy? Like, I'm going to just share a bunch of pet peeves. Okay? Like, God, I'm sick. I don't know how good this podcast is going to be. But anyways, I was pretty darn sick and not sick. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a pet peeve. Okay. Yeah. So pet peeves. Dude. How old are we? Could be 18, 17, 16, 15. This is all for my high school peeps or junior high or whatever. Okay. Dude. I saw this chick, she's lower grade than me, just having, like, hash out with somebody, maybe one of her friends, maybe one of her arch nemesis or something, just at the front of a school, yelling her ass off, like, oh my god, you always think I'm a stupid bitch, huh? Something like, just getting angry, just yelling, it's like, I'm not the stupid bitch, or you're the stupid bitch, or just something like, just going hash out crazy on the phone, right next to the principal's office. Maybe you just want to, like, quiet her down, because it's disruptive to the people. It's not really. My thing is with that, what could be so bad against your friends or your ex-friends or your enemy that it's, like, that bad? Just don't call. Or, like, what? I don't know. I've been in some pretty shitty situations, but that's only just because I wanted to be part of the drama. Like not part of the drama, just, like, kind of just, like, yeah, she's my friend, throw me the stick up for her. But it really, it's like, who gives a shit? I had no beef with a lot of the people that this specific person was fighting against, or that he was fighting against. It's just, like, nothing could be that bad, to be honest with you. So just chill out. Chill out next time, dude. Also, other pet peeve is when people fucking, like, send you posts that you've already liked. I've already liked it, dude. So why do you need to send it? I don't want to see it again. Okay. Okay. God. Thank you. That's just a message to you, dude. And, yeah. I'm going to take a little water break and try to keep going with the podcast. Episodes are coming up. Questions are coming up soon. Oh, yes. Okay, I remember. All right. So, like, a few weeks ago, because our school always has intramurals and shit. So, like, the first one was dodgeball intramurals, and then we have flyback, which is intramurals, which is like a frisbee game. I don't want to explain it to you. Just search it up, I think, unless it's only our thing. Okay, so, okay, fine. There's two teams on one side. One team, like, both teams have to get across to the other side of the people, get a frisbee, throw it to your team that's across the other side. They have to catch it to get a point. If you don't, you suck. But yeah, as you're running to the other side, if you get tagged, dude, you are tagged and you freeze, you stay. Bada bing, bada boom. You have to try to block frisbees and shit. It's a pretty swell time. But these past dodgeball intramurals, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I threw up because I made it. I think I made a clutch play, to be honest. But it wasn't really clutch because I didn't win. So, because it was against two other people, and I was the only one left in my team, and I was dodging the shit. I was being crazy. I was like, Spider-Man, dude. So that was cool. No, it was not cool at the end, because after the whistle blew, I'm like, okay. And as I'm walking back, I'm like, shit, I'm going to throw up, because I felt a lump in my stomach go up. So I'm like, oh shit, I got to run to the garbage because I'm going to throw up all over the floor. And that would have been more embarrassing. But what was more embarrassing, I threw up in the garbage right next to, like, a door. And at least it hit the garbage can. And God, it was embarrassing. It was pretty darn embarrassing. But yeah, ever since that, I've actually been really scarred to play, to do any physical activities. That is why I am now going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And I do not want to do anything ever again. I'm just kidding, dudes. Oh, where am I going with this? But yeah, just I'm pretty scarred, to be honest. And lately, I genuinely think there's something wrong with me. I don't know what it is, but like, I think I get enough sleep, but like sometimes I stand up or like I do something, like, cause I work out, I try to work out every week. And I do, well, like, I actually do work out most, like, because I'm supposed to go, like, 5 times a week in my plan, but this is John Krasinski's plan, and his plan is actually pretty sick. If you can't make it to the gym, then, like, do cardio and shit, which is great, because sometimes I don't want to go to the gym, so I have, like, this bike at home, and I just do that shit for, like, 30 to 45 minutes, so that's pretty mint. And, yeah, even if I do skip a day, I'll just, like, save it for the weekend. So, like, okay, I'll just do the weekend, right? So, at least I get something in. So, yeah. But sometimes when I do that, dude, I feel sick. And sometimes I feel like I have to, like, throw up. I think, ever since quitting hockey, surely, of course, I'm not as athletic or quick as I used to be. But, like, come on, man. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I get enough sleep, I think. Just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel tired. Sometimes I feel nauseous. I was supposed to go to the doctor like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but it just didn't happen. Just to check up on me, man. Because I don't want to drop dead and die. But I'm always like scared to I'm going to throw up again. It's just like this fucking like back and forth thing with me. So there's that. It's kind of shitty, to be honest. All right, let's get into some questions by you guys. I always ask you every week to ask me some questions. I actually have a lot for this week, which is great. Okay, the first question is bye. Just have to find it here, folks. Bye. Just bring it up here. It's a lot of time. Okay, never mind. It's by A. Solomon 12. And he is my boy. Al, what is up, dude? Come on the podcast. I'm kidding. Unless. Holy crap. Yeah, you should probably come on the podcast. I think I'm gonna get some more people on the podcast. It's good. Like, the thing is, it's just school and doing this extra shit is kind of crazy at times because I like to have my me time and sometimes like just chill. So making like, because I want to make videos, I really do. It's just like the want to do it is just kind of like, kind of there, kind of not. But at least I have this podcast. I'm trying to give it out at least every week, or I try to. So yeah, so just bear with me, folks. Bear with me. I think maybe next year will probably be better because, you know, like university and shit. And anyways, Al asked, what are your thoughts on Crushers 2020? Dude, that is my ball hockey team, Crushers, gang. Been in that squad. I signed, so far... a 5-year contract. Who knows if there's going to be that team next year, but so far I've been on the team for like 3 years. This is my boy. I think we're going to have more of a tight-knit group. We don't, like, after the season ends, it kind of sucks because we don't really talk to each other a lot because a lot of us are in different schools, even though, yeah, and some of them are like, some other like people are kind of like closer and stuff. I've always been like the oddball out because I go to fucking my school, and if you know where my school is, it's kind of just like, lame. But no, man, I'm actually fucking excited. Last year was crazy. We won our, like, was it Division C? Number one, got our trophy. Let's fucking go. We're champions. We're Division C D champions. Division D, I meant. Yeah, Division D champions. And guess what? We're not going to fucking suck this year, dude. Got a lot of slurp. You're a volleyball player. Fucking stacking it up, dude. For me, just a ball hockey player. I'm not. I don't have gifts to play basketball or volleyball. But super pumped. I'll try not to get. Let's see if I won't get suspended this year. I think ball hockey should be a totally different podcast episode. I think that'd be like sick because going through all the stories. Because I have a lot of stories to share with you guys. But let's see. Let's just hope I don't get suspended this year. Irish Canadian 02 asks. Why CW is the best thing to happen to Star Wars? Well, maybe just the Clone Wars, that TV show. I fucking hate Rebels. It's only good the last two seasons. I don't give a shit about Ezra. He's such a fucking loser. yeah. So maybe not the best. Let's just chillax with that. Oh, phone call. Okay, not picking it up. Not picking it up. Anyways, Popboy8910 asks, will Baby Yoda memes surpass Palpatine memes? No. Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian. Very cute. Funny-ass memes. But I don't think it will surpass Palpatine memes because, come on. That OG memes, prequel memes, you can never beat the prequel memes of Star Wars, man. Those are funny as shit. Pirelli, got to get you on the podcast soon. 14 asks, should I get Disney Plus? Yes! Yes! If you love Disney, I don't like Disney, but I do like a lot of the shit they put out. Who doesn't? I just don't like the fact that sometimes they're greedy little shitheads and they own like 49% of the world. But that's it. And you know what? Nostalgia, Star Wars, Marvel, everything, right? No. I don't know who's calling me. This is freaky, guys. But yeah. Get Disney Plus. It's very good. Spenny_ask two girls one cup. Shout out to my friend Noah. Before he left to, I think it was Kelowna, or it was Vancouver. I'm not sure. No, it was Kelowna. Yes, Kelowna. We all came together. You know, had a couple of beers and just chillaxed as boys do. And some of them haven't seen Two Girls in One Cup. I think we've all had as a kid. I mean, or at least wanted to. I mean, it's a bad thing to want to watch that because it is disturbing. But I think, you know, the whole thing as a kid, if you were like cool, you would watch it. If you were like badass, you'd watch it. So, yeah, we watched it. Not a great experience. I'm not into chicks eating shit out of each other's mouths. Alex Sonic 2002, I already said. I'm making a TikTok video soon. All right, cool. Dusty_56 asks, where do you want to be in 5 years? Alive. And happy. We'll go with that. She also asks, what is a personality trait of yours that many people don't know about? I have a lot of personality traits. I think I'm like James McAvoy in Split. Favorite author or poet? I don't really have any, but I do like real books. Like nonfiction. I like nonfiction a lot better than fiction. I don't know why. I just like real stories. So, yeah. I think that's it for the podcast, peeps. It's been fun. And I'll try to get on that fucking YouTube creation grind. Thank you so much. I love you. And have a great weekend.